know it was me?
Because I have caller ID.
Oh, what's it say?
Linda Tripp.
It does?
Yeah.
I have an unpublished phone, the idiot.
Linda R. Tripp.
Oh, that's great. Can you hold on a sec?
Mm-hmm.
I just got back from the gym.
Oh, my God, you good girl.
An hour of it.
Oh, you good girl.
No, I'm dripping. Hold on just a sec.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you home?
Yes, such a rotten day. I hate my job so much. I hate it.
Well, with any luck, you won't be in it much longer.
Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna find a different job, I swear. I hate everything. I'm moving to New York, you know? I'm thinking about going back. I'm like, look at this. I was happy for 24 hours. I'm miserable in this situation.
What do you mean?
I'm always miserable, you know? I'm upset again.
Well, you know, if... I think New York would... I don't know what to say, except that New York...
You know, first of all, I find out that bastard Ed, oh, I hate him. He is a little backstabber.
I thought you liked him.
I did. He's a backstabber.
How do you know?
And my God, you know what? I hate them so much. I hate them.
What happened?
You know, I hate it. I hate Cliff. I hate everybody. Just bullshit. And I really resent, I resent having this little, like, meeting with everybody when he's talked to the other three of them, you know? And it's like this pseudo-meeting. As to, gee, what to do to help Monica, you know? And I just,
well, it makes it sound as though the team is going to help the severely learning disabled pet Rock.
Yeah.
And that,
I mean, it's...
That's what I find out here. Hey, did you... There was no chance of going over tomorrow, right?
Oh.
I mean, that was determined.
Oh, you know, I...
Because
yeah.
He's leaving.
You know, he does the radio address in the morning, and then right after the radio address, he's going to the... They're going to look at... in Beltsville, Maryland, at the Secret Service shop or whatever it is, the site there. And then they go to Camp
Why
David.
Why are they going to that site?
All presidents do it, so it's just, you know... I don't know. I just feel like, you know, if he wanted to see me... It's his fucking schedule. You know, he could have done the radio address today and had tomorrow morning.
What night was the phone call? Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it hasn't even been a week.
Mm-hmm.
So let's...
I think it's just everything. It's like I can't even help being depressed today, you know? And it's like I think I'm just... It's just... I lost it. I really do. I'm not kidding you.
Well, I don't want you to lose it.
No, I don't mean lose it like I'm going crazy. I mean, like, I am crazy. Or I am clinically, literally depressed.
You think so?
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
I think I need medication
or
something.
Do you want to go to a doctor?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe. I'm going to talk to my mom tonight.
Well...
Something is wrong with me.
I just saw when I was at Bethesda reading, of course, all this exciting medical literature, waiting for my appointment. And, of course, he was there, so everything was delayed. He had a cyst removed too, you know.
Yeah.
I thought, oh, I bet he had a better doctor. Mine looked like he was about 12. Anyway. So it was this literature on clinical depression, and the bottom line was, no one needs to be in that state. It can be treated.
I think, you know what I was thinking today? It made me really sad and really miss, you know what I mean? Like you and I have a good friendship and stuff, and I consider you a good friend. But it's also a different friendship than, like, what I have with Ashley. You know what I mean?
Of course. She's your age.
Yeah, I mean, and, like, I know that that's the same for you, too. It's, you know, we have a really unique relationship, you know?
There's a lot of mother-daughter there.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I think so. Mm-hmm. And I've not, like, mm-hmm. laughed for a long time. Like, you know, you have those friends, like, you just laugh all the time.
Yes.
You'd spend an evening together, and everything is funny, and you have the same sense of humor, and I mean, and I had a lot of that with Andy. Oh, it just made me sad, you know? It's just, God, I haven't laughed in so long.
But listen to me. Here's why you haven't laughed. You've cut yourself off. The only friend you see is Ashley, and Ashley knows about the big creep, so that's safe. So if you feel like being down around her, she gets it. But you've closed off your circle almost exclusively to work, your family, Ashley, and me.
Yeah.
And your real friends are scattered, West Coast and beyond.
I know.
And so you can't not be down in the dumps about that, even if it's not a conscious level. And let's face it, Monica, the situation is overwhelming. Won't it almost be 2 years?
Yes, November 15th.
Yes. We're in October. You have had 2 years of emotional hell. How could you not be? You would have to be robotic not to be in a bad condition right now, truly. So it's not you. You're a victim. Yes, I think you should see someone, simply because I think it would help you cope. Because until this comes to a head one way or another, you aren't going to be Monica. you know what I mean?
I need to change jobs. I think that is really getting to me.
Well, you have a crappy personal situation, and you have a crappy professional situation. Even if one of them started to improve, I think you would improve.